When I write, it's not necessarily that I want a reader to see me or my life, but I've so much enjoyed being able to spot myself in someone else's work that I really want other people to be able to spot some element of their own lives. This is called The Honeymoon. On western stretches of Kansas, clouds stick to the sky like oatmeal thrown at a wall by a petulant child. The highway miles slipped by in the silence between Wichita and Phoenix, that long stretch of gravel and tar where rubber clung to the asphalt like a promised salvation or redemption. It seemed like a good idea to him to find forgiveness in distance and leave every unwanted reminder behind for just a couple of days. She hoped that the heady mix of sagebrush, thistle, fir trees, and Rocky Mountain streams would overcome the sad scent of the bed they had made in the city. Yet they had lost hope in the radio 100 miles back, its static silenced. Beyond the car's breathing, there remained only squeaks from the hatchback and the song played by the steering wheel's slight shake, a song of misalignment caused by an unfortunate accident not yet far enough in the past. Some hours ahead toward sunset, Phoenix, a warm city, fresh air, clean sheets, and laughter, something they might find bottled and buy on credit and bring back with them to open at home. But at this moment, the sun only highlights dingy nicotine stains on the glass and a blinding glare from a crack which started on the passenger side and has since threatened to take the whole windshield with it, and the hour's smell of petroleum and road construction.
Well, you talk about, you know, you don't necessarily want people to see you in the poetry, but to kind of identify with your themes or ideas, but it seems as if when you read your poems, the reader gets a real sense of your experiences with loss, with divorce, and you get a sense of who you are.
Any artist in any medium is going to have their own personality represented in their work. One thing that I realized some years ago, a lot of years ago, is that my experiences in life are not so tragically unique that no one can see themselves in them.
I'm kind of curious about how you made the choice to write under a pseudonym. If that's because in your writing you've taken on a persona, or if you would just rather be known, you know, under a different name as a poet.
My cousin actually gave me the name Mickey as a nickname when we were teenagers. And of course, at I think age 15 is when I decided I needed to be in a punk rock band. And a lot of people have real difficulties pronouncing my given surname. And Caesar was easy. I had a horrible puppy crush on a girl named Carrie Caesar at the time. So I kind of stole her last name and that worked into a appropriate punk rock band name. And I've been using this pen name for so long. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people here in town, here in Lawrence, that wouldn't even recognize my legal name if they saw it.
Well, I'd like to have you talk a little bit about what it's like in Kuwait. Many of your poems are, you know, set in coffee shops and smoking and bars, and I know that the whole atmosphere is quite a bit different overseas. And if you could just talk about what your life is like and how maybe some of the themes or ideas are changing in your poetry.
The Department of Defense guide for Kuwait shows this section of the country and just has a very simple label on it. It says wasteland. The soldiers are in a 1.5 square mile piece of rocky sand. There's just nothing there. The desert is just cold now and very empty. And really the thing that gives me most pause for thought is is the young soldiers that I see getting ready to go north, and the different ways that they try to approach what they have to do and what they're anticipating.